Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg tomorrow, 8 up to 20. Pretoria, 9:22. And Polokwane, 8:24.
And in Clerval on the R21 southbound, there are roadworks, traffic restrictions before Olifantsfontein Road. Expect delays.
In your sport, Rassie says this Saturday's Mbombela test is a chance for redemption for the bruised box. And head coach Rob Walter defends his decision to take an understrength Protea squad on tour to the UAE.
We begin in the Eastern Cape, where a director of quality assurance and the Department of Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development appeared before the East London Magistrates Court today. Funeka Malusi and her daughter Chulumanko were in the dock with five other relatives, including their domestic worker, after they were arrested over the weekend. They allegedly benefited over 13 million rand in fraudulent land claims between 2017 and 2024 after Malusi allegedly changed the bank details of lawful beneficiaries. Chief Director in the Land Claims Office, Zama Memele, confirmed Malusi has been suspended by the department.
All along, the Hawks have been saying that it's about 9 million, but sometimes they will say it's plus minus 10 million. But we were shocked to hear this morning as well in court that the amount now is 13 million.
Moving to other news, it's the school holidays, which usually go hand in hand with swimming, but the National Sea Rescue Institute and emergency services are appealing to South Africans and tourists to be cautious. The aftermath of the cold snap is, according to spokesperson Craig Lambinen, still with us.
We are appealing to the public to follow the South African Weather Service's forecast weather updates and adhere to South African Weather Service's weather warnings. In places, rough sea conditions prevail around the coastline, with storm seas deep sea, bringing hazardous conditions to parts of the coastline. Recent heavy snowfalls around parts of the inland may cause swollen rivers.
Now, as mop-up operations continue in at least three provinces following an icy weekend, Western Cape Premier Alan Wendy will this week take African climate concerns to the world stage at the New York Climate Week from the 22nd to the 29th of September. He's the incoming Africa co-chair for the Global Sub-National Governments Under 2 Coalition and will explore opportunities to advance climate actions.
Africa specifically feels the brunt of greenhouse gases and climate change. And just as I speak, we've got meters of snow in our tropical province of KwaZulu-Natal. But in the last 6 days, we've seen major flooding across many countries across Africa. And we ourselves in the Western Cape have felt fires last summer season. And of course, the devastation of the floods.
The president is also in New York. And as we speak, he's busy addressing a roundtable around energy issues. Here's a clip from that roundtable discussion.
South Africa is committed on its path to moving our economy forward, to contributing its fair share to reducing greenhouse gas emissions and adapting and mitigating the impacts of climate change.
I'm Marlene Fischer, hoofnuus die uur in die Ooskaap, het 'n direkteur by die departement van landbou, grondhervorming en landelike ontwikkeling voor die hof verskyn op aanklagte van bedrog ter waarde van 13 miljoen rand.
Marlene, do you ever lose your cool in the newsroom? Is the newsroom always cool, calm and collected, or are there like flukwoorde every now and then there by you?
A mens praat mos nie so uit die huis uit nie, Danny.
No, but no one's listening.
No one
She's
is listening.
So nervous.
Yeah, I know.
No
She's
one is
so
nervous. Luister, ek wil baie graag my werk behou, so ek net sê ons is almal baie rustig en cool
We
en
can
kalm.
All assume.
En niemand vloek ooit nooit nooit nie.
We can all assume.
Nooit, I've heard them.
Nooit ooit nie.
Okay, fine. Yeah. Thanks.
If you guys were in the studio right now, if you're driving and you're wondering what my face looks like, there may be a little sarcasm
red.
And I may be a little red, but we're not gonna admit that, right, guys? Imagine.
So Max has stopped and got into trouble because he flicked in his car.
Oopsie.
Yeah. But it wasn't that bad.
Okay.
Well, was it? I don't know, Joe. Well, actually, I did it not do.
Yeah, see.
Oh, everyone calls...